I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with a poem by Mary Baker Eddy, hymn 209, Mother's Evening Prayer. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is stopping bullies and terrorists. Before beginning the Bible, I'm going to read a passage from Mary Baker Eddy, Christian Healer. Assassin Thwarted, 1872 to 1879. Mrs. Eddy also told of being in a room and having the impression that someone was coming to shoot her, and her first thought was to close and lock the door. But she left it open, and a man entered her room and pointed a revolver at her, and she said to him, "You cannot shoot." And his arm became as if paralyzed. His revolver dropped to the floor. And he said, using an oath, "I came to kill you." I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, as well as Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. 1 Samuel. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, and out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have ye seen this man that is coming up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up." And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said moreover, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hands." And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee ward very good. And Saul sought to smite David, even to the wall with a javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. 2 Samuel. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Psalms. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And from Science and Health. In this revolutionary period, like the shepherd boy with his sling, woman goes forth to battle with Goliath. During this final conflict, wicked minds will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian Science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection. 1. God is all in all. 2. God is good. Good is mind. because of the wondrous glory which God bestowed on his anointed, temptation, sin, sickness, and death had no terror for Jesus. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil, and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. The attainment of this celestial condition would improve our progeny, diminish crime, and give higher aims to ambition. Every valley of sin must be exalted, and every mountain of selfishness be brought low, that the highway of our God may be prepared in science. The offspring of heavenly-minded parents inherit more intellect, better balanced minds, and sounder constitutions. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian Science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. In a world of sin and sensuality hastening to a greater development of power, it is wise earnestly to consider whether it is the human mind or the divine mind which is influencing one. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea, and in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. Mind is not helpless. Intelligence is not mute before non-intelligence. One infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself, annihilates pagan and Christian idolatry, whatever is wrong in social, civil, criminal, political, and religious codes, equalizes the sexes, annuls the curse on man, and leaves nothing that can sin, suffer, be punished, or destroyed.
Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, yeah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.